With a special edition of What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Stocks saw their biggest decline in more than 7 months on Wednesday following a broad retreat from technology stocks. The Dow fell more than 800 points, a decline of more than 3%, and the Nasdaq fell more than 4%. The S&P 500 was also down more than 3%. Coming up, we'll have a market recap with Wall Street Journal reporter Mike Wursthorn. The tech sector took a big hit on Wednesday, dragging U.S. stocks down to their biggest decline in more than 7 months. The Dow dropped more than 800 points and the Nasdaq fell 4%. Joining us now in our studio is Wall Street Journal reporter Mike Wursthorn. So, Mike, the fourth quarter started off a little bit weaker, but things certainly took a turn on Wednesday. What happened?
This has been the culmination of a, you know, certainly the last five trading days through Wednesday, but also what we've seen since September, where investors are becoming more and more concerned about inflation, rising cost, how things like trade have all contributed to this fear that with wages going up, costs are going up too. And that means a lot of companies are going to have smaller profit margins going ahead. So you saw those fears really materialize themselves along with the rise in bond yields on Wednesday, and you saw the Dow suffer its biggest drop since early February. And for a lot of investors, it just rekindled a lot of those thoughts, fears, memories they had back then when inflation and a jobs report that signaled that wage growth may be growing too fast had really sparked some major concerns. So for a lot of investors, they're just really sitting here trying to figure out where to go from here next.
And why is tech taking so big of a hit right now?
So over the last decade, near zero interest rates have really fueled the growth in tech stocks and other high-flying growth stocks. Investors were just able to count on these massive cash flows going forward. With the fact that interest rates are rising, bond yields are going higher, that all forces investors to then question whether those cash flows will be as high in the future as they are now. They'll be paying more to service that debt for starters. So for a lot of tech companies, they've just been out in front for so long. So a lot of investors are taking some of those gains off the table. Others are a little more fearful and moving more forcefully out of that sector. But for the most part, this is just a culmination of 9 years of a massive increase in value that investors are just saying this can't continue with rates going higher.
And what about the other sectors that suffered on Wednesday?
So all 11 sectors of the S&P 500 fell. Technology was by far the worst. The other sectors that do feature a number of technology names, including the communications sector, which is newly formed, includes Facebook and Google. That fell a lot as well. Consumer discretionary, which includes some tech names as well, that also took a really big hit. You also saw, though, across the board, industrial companies, material companies all falling. And a lot of that has to do with those inflation fears I was talking about earlier, where a lot of those companies are saying they're seeing higher costs. They're seeing wages go up, and they're warning already that profit margins are going to come down. So all those companies really took the some of the biggest hits on Wednesday. You know, that said, utilities were not so hard hit. That suffered a much smaller decline, and it does suggest that investors are trying to just take risk off the table. Utilities give off pretty strong dividends, are fairly stable stocks. So for a lot of people, that just felt like a place where if I'm going to put my money somewhere in the stock market, this is an area that'll better withstand any sort of changing economic conditions.
So as we look ahead, the big question, as the Wall Street Journal has been reporting and as you alluded to earlier, is whether this is more of a temporary blip or that long-feared reckoning that many have worried about amid stocks racing to new records in recent months. What have you been hearing toward that end?
So investors are pretty much split on this. I mean, it could play out a couple different ways, but, you know, a lot of people keep comparing Wednesday's action to February. And what we saw in February was that after that jobs report came out, stocks did slide into correction territory. That sell-off lasted a bit longer. During that period, you had earnings just like now. And companies are expected to report fantastic earnings. It's going to be another quarter of double-digit revenue growth year over year. But the question is, are investors going to notice that? Is that going to be enough to get them willing to buy some of these stocks that they were just selling on Wednesday? It's really, people just really aren't that sure. One thing going for a lot of these companies is that once we do get through the reporting season, these companies can start buying back their stock again. And if they, and some of the biggest buyers of stock this year have been the companies themselves. And when you're heading into an earnings period, you see this effect where companies just can't do that. So that's all contributing. So there is a hope that once we get past earnings, companies go back to buying their own stock, investors want to buy that stock, and you see these prices rebound. But without any further data of inflation right now, that might be a little hard to say at the moment.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Mike Wursthorn joining us in our studio. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you.
This has been a special edition of What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.